Well, actually, it was originally just called the Classics, and when we got spooky, we put the word Classics on the record. There was already a group called the Classics out, had a song called Till Then out, and their manager called our people and said, you know, to save any conflict, you know, could we do something with this? So, being that there was four of us, we put the Roman numeral IV with the group, and just went by the Classics Four. But the name actually originated off. I was the drummer, original drummer with the group, and Ludwig Drums was the type of drums I played, and they came out with a new outfit called the Classic Outfit.
And you mean Ludwig Drums did?
Ludwig Drums did, and we sort of just stole the name from the Classic Outfit name. We said, well, that sounds good, the Classic, so we'll call ourselves that. That's how we came about it. Probably Traces of Love, I guess, was... I don't know, it was just that song, when we recorded that song, Buddy came in, with Ben, they had acetates, you know, he didn't have tape, he did on the metal records, and he got a guitar, and he said, I want to strum a song for you, and he played it for me, and we just scribbled hit on the acetate. We said, boy, that song is so nice, and so that song was just so natural.
How did that go?
Faded photographs, covered now with lines and creases, on and on and on. Every Day With You Girl was sort of a sing-along type song, I guess, and a little whistling at the end.
Every day, how's it with you, girl?
Every day with you, girl. Sweeter than the day before. It's more or less of a bouncy type song, a little different with the Classic Four style. More or less like a little sing-along thing rather than a love ballad. A nice little song. It did well for us. You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smile.
Stormy.
Stormy, big song for us. And matter of fact, that was our first certified gold. Spooky was our first gold, but... by the time we finally got around to certifying it, our first big one, the one we received, was Stormy. Well, big, well-received hit for us.
How did you get the song? Did people generally mail you the songs? Did anybody in the group write them? How do you, like a hit like Stormy, how'd you get it?
Well, actually, our producer, Buddy Bowie, and James Cobb, who later on went with the Atlanta Rhythm Section group, I'm sure you're familiar with, he was one of the original Classics Four. He was a guitar player. And Buddy and James wrote exclusively for me in the group. And so we had in-house songs. We didn't have to shop for material. It was there for us, you know, ready-made. And it was like when we got ready to do material, you know, for a new album, they'd crank it out, you know, they'd write the songs. And so we were real fortunate to have some good writers. Soul Train, a lot of Classic Four fans will notice it was almost a carbon copy of Spooky, which at the time we really didn't have a direction developed. We knew Spooky went to number two in the nation for us, but we didn't know why, but we knew it did, so Buddy says, well, I'm going to try to write another Spooky.
You know, exploitation.
And so along came Soul Train with a choo-choo-choo, you know, sound, which was the same Spooky guitar lick in it.